Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Great American Read asks you to help choose America's most loved novel. You can watch the launch episode tonight on South Dakota Public Broadcasting Television. It's hosted by Meredith Vieira. You can find the list of 100 books on our website, sdpb.org. Did your favorite book make the list? What will you vote for? South Dakota Public Broadcasting wants to know. Joining us now is Fritz Miller with South Dakota Public Broadcasting and Katie Beam. They're in our studio in Vermilion to talk a little bit about what you can expect from The Great American Read in South Dakota. Fritz, Katie, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hello.
All right. I have to, hopefully you were listening to a little bit of my conversation with Jacqueline there. And what do you guys think? Are there front runners on the list for you already?
I've got a couple of favorites. We haven't started a pool around the office here. I think we ought to do that, but I've got a couple of that I think might have a chance of winning overall. Of course, everybody has their own favorites, and of course, everybody has a favorite that didn't make the list. But
right. Is there something on the list that
I'm not going to name them all?
Is there something on the list, Fritz, that you wish that you're a little embarrassed to admit you haven't read? Come on,
yeah, I'm a little embarrassed to admit to the fact that I haven't read most of the books on the list.
He's a nonfiction guy.
I'm a nonfiction guy.
In his defense.
So, but what it does do is it opens up my eyes and ears to books that I haven't thought of for a long time. I was fortunate in my years in high school and when I was forced to take literature at University of South Dakota to get my degree, that the instructors that I had me read good literature. Mm-hmm. And there are some books that are on the list that I needed to read in order to, be a good student. And the instructors made those books, you know, they brought context and all of that to me. So for me, the books that are on the list, I don't know that I really even have a favorite that's on the list, but there are books that, for me, at a certain time in my life, I really appreciated. And I don't know that they are always going to be a top 10, but that's Fritz Miller's perspective on the list.
Yeah. Katie,
I'm happy,
how about you?
To see a Vonnegut novel on there. That's
my guy. Your man Kurt is on there. So, well, you know, I find myself, and you and Jackie talked about this a little bit, and I know that in going out into South Dakota and asking them about their favorite books, we really get tripped up over the word favorite.
Right.
So,
right.
I can say that there are several novels that I love. So I would choose probably Gilead by Marilynne Robinson, 1984 by Orwell, Beloved by Toni Morrison, and To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee are four that I would probably focus on, and many more, several more.
Right, so many. How about, as we've been playing some audio clips from listeners, and a lot of these are folks that you sat down and talked with, and I have to tell you, I was going to put together a little outtake clip, because, you know, I get to hear the full... And the last guest we had, Heather Pickering, I tell you what, I don't know who she is, but I want to hang out with her because she's hilarious.
She's fabulous.
I cut down to the essential of what she was saying about the book. But, you know, so people are sitting down and they're passionate about the book that they're telling. They want to give you the entire plot in some cases. And in some cases, they're so happy to be talking about the book that they're like laughing and really just enjoying that you ask them about their
absolutely.
Favorite book.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I know. I'm so proud of South Dakotans right now because I go up to them and I ask them if they'll talk about their favorite books, and of course they're a little bit reluctant. But then when they sit down, they do. They just come to life, and we're a well-read bunch, and people are able to dive right into what they love about the book and why people should read it. And, reading is alive and well. So people who are saying that books are dead and reading is dying, I think they'll have their mind switched when they tune into real people who are, reading real books on the ground.
there's, you know, there's more choices than ever before, not only from, you know, how quickly you can get a book sent to your house, no matter where you live, to, you know, we have such a healthy library system in the state, I think. I'm sure there's some communities where you might not have close access, but great independent bookstores in the state, and more and more being published. And then you've got the electronic devices where you can download a book on your phone and start reading it while you wait in line at the grocery store.
Right.
I like the opportunity to have the access to books that may not be available at the library or in the bookstore, but I do not pass up the opportunity to walk into a bookstore and walk around and flip through a few pages and read an excerpt here or there. And the tactile aspect of reading to me is important. I like holding the book. I like being able to smell the pages in the book. Yeah. I like to be able to turn the page, dog ear the page, write a note, correct a typo, which I have done before. That's, you know, for me, that's an important part of reading. And I appreciate bookstores very much. I'm a hoarder of books. Mm-hmm. And
it's not hoarding.
It's not hoarding of its books. That's right.
It's not hoarding of its books.
But I do enjoy having the opportunity to go grab a book from a bookstore, take it home with me and read it right there. That's a special feeling, and be able to do that, whether it's a bookstore or library or whatever. Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the exciting things coming up, already happening in the state through the Great American Read, and what South Dakota Public Broadcasting is bringing to different towns. Who wants to begin there?
Well, I'll mention our big news, which we just got confirmed last week, and that is that the author of one of the books that's on the 100 books of 100, the list of 100 books, I'll say it, is going to be joining us at the Festival of Books in September, which takes place in Brookings. And that author is Alice Siebold, who wrote the novel The Lovely Bones.
Yes. What an exciting.
Yeah. We know you're excited.
We don't have a drum roll here, but yeah. I did a cartwheel. It wasn't a pretty one, but I did it.
She's going to speak with college students during the day, because the book festival's at Brookings, so she'll be at SDSU, and participate in an evening keynote event on stage in a conversation with our own Lori Walsh, and also participate in other book festival activities. And, you know, we're really excited that she's agreed to come to Brookings and be part of the book festival.
We want to hear your favorite books, too. Give us a call, 800-524-3604. And we're going to bring Rob from Spearfish on right now, because he is calling in to talk about his favorite book. Hey, Rob, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're welcome.
Do you have a best-loved book? Yeah.
I have one that's maybe not so well read, is The Giants in the Earth by Roald Hogg.
Right.
Written turn of the century. Fabulous book. You know, just the pageantry, the suffering, the guy's wife was postpartum depression, to where she drives him out into the blizzard and he dies, and, you know, it's just such a tremendously moving book. And the other one is real well known, is Marjorie Rowling's The Yearling. And I don't know if either one of those are on your list, but they're great books.
Great books. Thank you so much, Rob. Oh, Katie, you remember The Yearling, right? We read that when we were kids with the horse. Yeah. No. And Fritz, have you read Giants of the Earth?
I have actually read Giants of the Earth.
Yeah, I figured you would have.
We asked our staff, as a matter of fact, what their favorite novels were, and I don't often direct people to Pinterest, but if you go to SDPB's Pinterest page, we have put the books that folks have listed as their favorites and one of the reasons why they had chosen it. And one of our staff members had chosen Giants of the Earth as one of their favorites, too. So.
And Now, that is one that, and I think, Fritz, you probably want to keep talking about the South Dakota Humanities Book Club to go, because Giants in the Earth is part of that. If you go on their website, that's something that if your book club wants to read Giants in the Earth, that book is available to be checked out for an application.
Right. They the Humanities Council, and they'll be much better able to help inform people about it, but they have a Book Club to Go lending library that's available. And if you go to the South Dakota Humanity Council's website, there is a place, and I think it's
sdhumanities.org. I have
Thank
it in front
you.
Of me.
Mm-hmm. And then it's lending-library, if I remember.
Right.
And in addition to the books that are available there, that you can also, you know, if you have a book club or a local library wants to have a reading project or something, they can check out one of these books. They'll get multiple copies that can be distributed to anybody who wants to participate in it. And then they also have scholars who can talk about the book at an event if they so choose. And out of the list of 100 books from the Great Read, they've chosen 3 of those books to be on the list for the book clubs to go, including The Lovely Bones, The Book Thief, and Americana.
Mm. Good stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to bring another listener into the conversation. Here's Brad from Rapid City. Brad, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great because we're talking about books. So how could I be anything other than great, right? What would you like to add for your favorite?
Well, I've got about 3 that I want to add, or 3.5. 2 of these I read when I was a kid, and I think I can name on the fingers and count on the fingers in one hand how many books I've read more than once. But these two, I know I read at least twice each. One was Travels with Charlie by John Steinbeck.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's a fantastic book. And the other was The Caine Mutiny by Herman Wolf. Mm. And I like both those authors' styles.
Right.
And then there's another series of books. It's a whole series of books that I wanted to mention, and that's the Master and Commander series by Patrick O'Brien.
Yeah.
They're... I fell in love with those about 8 or 9 years ago. Accident, when I picked one up on a used bookshelf, some used bookstore I was cruising at the time. But all 3 of those books, I loved, and I love it. I love the Patrick O'Brien series too.
Right. So, Master and Commander is another one that was made into Patrick O'Brien, right? And was made into a movie, and that movie was really good. And I sort of expected them to turn that into a series because there was such rich source material. But alas, we only had one movie with Paul Bettany and Russell Crowe, and then it went away. But check out those books. Yeah. Thanks so much.
My understanding is they discussed long and hard, and maybe still continuing that series of movies. But I haven't heard anything positive that they've done that.
Brad, thank you so much. So Steinbeck and Herman Wouk, Fritz, Caine Mutiny and Travels with Charlie. I have a really old copy of Travels with Charlie that's pretty cool. In my book hoard pile.
Yeah.
Have not read The Caine Mutiny. Mm-hmm. I've read Don't Stop the Carnival by Herman Wouk, and that's the only one of his that I've read.
Winds of War.
Winds of War.
Have you? Yeah.
That's what I read.
Yeah.
See, I'm a little
read
more festive.
The Caine Mutiny.
I read it after
I saw the movie.
Good for you.
And that's one of those where the book and the movie are a little bit different, and but each of them has, you know, it stands on its own merit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the movie had its strengths and the book had its strengths, and it, you know, I didn't have a sense of, oh, they completely ruined this book with the movie,
or
some of those. Some movies don't quite live up to it, but
now, Lori, I'm trying to remember. Did you disclose who you're going to vote for?
No, I didn't.
Did Fritz disclose who he's going to
No, I haven't.
Well, I haven't decided yet because, Katie, there are some things on this list that I am determined to read by the end of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could be some pretty strong front runners. But,
sure, yeah.
But there's lots to choose from here.
What I liked about the list is that there's stuff for everybody.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, Agatha Christie's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read Agatha Christie. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing better than a good mystery
novel. Well, the response to the list has been really interesting and delightful because so many people have, people who would call themselves, you know, die-hard literary types have had a lot of fun kind of picking it apart.
Sure.
And then other people who didn't think there would be anything on there that they had read have been delighted. They're, you know, I've shown it to people and they have said, oh, I've read things on this. And they have, so it's more of a communal operation than
and there's some, you know, you can tell so much about the where America is at right now by how people are looking at the list. And one example would be The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde, because it became part of, or the author Junot Diaz, it became part of the Me Too, you know, some accusations made against him. And then you have To Kill a Mockingbird, which was recently pulled off the reading list in, I think, Duluth, North Dakota, and replaced with something, you know, with authors, non-white authors, a more diverse representation. It, you know, it's a diverse list, it's an interesting list, but there's also a lot to dig into here. And when you get deeper and deeper into it, you realize just how important books and book selection is in this country.
Right. And in the series, there are some, because Fritz and I have seen a screener that premieres tonight, but we got a sneak preview. They talk about that, you know, being able to discuss some of the shortcomings of the books and what the what the books don't
or the
do
authors.
Well, or the authors, i.e. Yeah. Gone with the Wind, Pilgrim's Progress, that's part of it, too. That's an important part of the conversation.
All right, we need to move on to talk about gardening here in just a minute, but very briefly, are there other things, because you're going to be at, a variety of, towns and events throughout the state this summer, right?
Yeah, we are. We have a summer tour. We typically take ourselves on the road, and we go to different events and activities. The next one coming up, where we'll be doing some interviews, will be June 2nd at the Main Street Square Kids Carnival in Rapid City, and then after that we're going to have equipment set up at our Black Hill Studios, which is on 415 Main Street in Rapid City, and we're working on figuring out what days and times we'll be able to have people come in, but we would like to have folks stop by and talk very briefly about what their favorite book is. We've got a set of, I don't know, what is it, 4 or 5 standard questions that we ask, and it's a easy, painless process. You talk a little bit about your favorite book, why it is your favorite book, and what, you know, how it touched you in whatever way. So, you know, the month of June, Rapid City area, we're going to be at many other places throughout the summer. The show premieres tonight, as you mentioned, at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. And then we have all summer to read.
Absolutely.
And then it comes back on September 11th, where they reintroduce the topic to folks. And then for the next 6 weeks, as people are voting, and they're voting all summer, they can start voting
tonight.
And you can
vote every day,
too.
That's another thing we should mention. You can vote every day. So,
oh, I can vote more than once.
You can vote more than once. You can vote
once a day.
From
once a day.
For different
per
books.
Device.
So I don't have to choose one.
Technically, yeah, you could vote for all
of
them.
So you could have
you
5 favorites, and you could just go for it.
You could game it. Yep.
I'm learning more things. Tune in tonight, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, for The Great American Read. It's hosted by Meredith Vieira. We'll have lots of book conversations on In the Moment throughout the summer, of course. And Fritz Miller, Katie Beam, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
I've got reading to do.